Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Writing Short Romance for Pleasure and Profit, How I Became a Six-Figure Author, Writing Short Romance, by Sadie B. King is a non-fiction guide aimed at authors who want to write, publish, and market short romance fiction effectively. The book combines personal experience with practical publishing advice. Drawing on the author's own progression from writing early novellas to building a large catalog of short romance titles, its focus is not on theory alone, but on the business realities of producing short-form romance at scale, including series planning, rapid release, reader retention, and discoverability on Amazon. The title also signals an emphasis on both creative satisfaction and financial return, making it relevant to indie authors who want a more structured approach to short romance as a commercial category. Based on the available description, the book positions itself as part memoir, part handbook, and part strategy guide for writers working in a competitive digital marketplace. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how short romance can be developed as a repeatable indie publishing model. The book appears especially attentive to the mechanics of discoverability, with emphasis on the author's primary marketing tool and on tactics that keep books in front of readers. While the exact tool is not fully spelled out in the available data, the framing suggests a focus on repeatable promotional methods that continue to deliver results over time. This is important because short romance titles typically need strong visibility to overcome their smaller length and lower individual price points. The book's approach seems less concerned with one-time launch hype than with maintaining a steady flow of attention through consistent marketing habits. That makes it relevant for authors who need practical, low-friction ways to sell books without relying entirely on paid advertising. By connecting marketing directly to output and genre behavior, the book likely helps readers understand how discoverability, category placement, and reader engagement interact in the short romance market. In other words, promotion is presented as part of the publishing system, not as a separate task. Secondly, using rapid release to sustain visibility and reader momentum, the emphasis on rapid release also connects to reader expectation in romance, where familiarity with tropes and format can make consumption patterns more predictable. Short romance readers often want a steady stream of accessible stories, and the book appears to use that reality to explain why frequent publication can be commercially useful. Rather than treating shortness as a limitation, the author seems to treat it as an advantage for maintaining pace and reducing the lag between reader interest and available product. This is a meaningful distinction because it reframes production speed as a market response, not merely an author preference. The practical lesson is that writers need to plan not only what to publish, but when and how the timing fits into their broader series or backlist strategy. By connecting release schedule to reader behavior, the book likely gives authors a more realistic model for building traction in a crowded genre. Thirdly, planning bingeable romance series around reader retention. The value of this approach is that it aligns creative design with consumer behavior. Readers who like short romance often seek quick satisfaction, which means a well-structured series can make the reading experience feel efficient and rewarding. The book's emphasis on planning, therefore, has both artistic and commercial consequences. On the artistic side, the author must establish enough variation to keep the series from feeling repetitive. On the commercial side, the author must reduce friction between books so that readers can move naturally from one to the next. This is a different challenge from writing standalone fiction, because the goal is not just to deliver a complete story, but to create a reading pathway. By focusing on binge-read potential, the book helps authors think in terms of reader journey, series architecture, and long-term catalog value. That makes the material especially useful for writers who want to build a sustainable romance brand, rather than publish isolated titles. Fourthly, hitting romance beats in under 10 zillion words without losing genre clarity. The emphasis on beats also suggests that the book treats romance writing as a craft with repeatable structural principles. In a short format, these principles matter even more because there is less room for digression or slow build. Authors need a clear sense of what must happen, what can be implied, and how to preserve emotional satisfaction in compressed space. The book's approach likely helps readers balance readability with narrative completeness, which is crucial if they want short romance to feel polished rather than rushed. It may also help authors adapt familiar romance conventions to different subgenres or lengths without confusing the audience. By focusing on structural essentials, the book offers a practical bridge between creative ambition and market expectations. That is one of its key strengths. It treats short romance not as lesser fiction, but as a form that requires disciplined storytelling choices. Lastly, defining personal success before building an author strategy, this topic also distinguishes the book from many how-to guides that assume one universal path to publishing success. Here, the author's own experience is used as a model, but not as a fixed template. the reader is invited to extract principles and apply them according to individual circumstances. That makes the book more useful for independent authors who need to make decisions under constraints of time, energy, and budget. It also helps explain why the book includes both the triumphs and the setbacks of the author's journey. The point is not only what worked, but how a real business strategy emerges through testing, revision, and self-assessment. In a crowded market, that kind of reflective positioning is valuable because it encourages authors to think strategically rather than reactively. The result is a more grounded understanding of what it means to build a short romance career on one's own terms. In conclusion, this book will be most useful for indie romance authors, especially those interested in short contemporary romance, rapid release publishing, and series-based reader retention. It is also relevant for writers who want a clearer picture of how short fiction can function as a business model rather than just a creative experiment. The main benefit is its combination of first-hand experience and practical publishing focus. Readers are likely to gain not only ideas about marketing and release strategy, but also a better understanding of how to structure short romance so that it meets genre expectations efficiently. What makes it stand out in its category is the strong link between the author's personal publishing journey and the concrete mechanics of short romance production. Instead of offering generic advice about writing or entrepreneurship, it focuses on a specific niche with specific demands, quick pacing, bingeable series, compressed romantic beats, and repeatable promotion. For authors trying to build a sustainable backlist in a digital marketplace, that specificity is the book's greatest strength. If you would like to support Sadie B. King, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.